I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Contrary to what you might think from recent decades, Jewish and Persian people haven't always been sworn enemies. The day before Iran's October 1st missile attack on Israel, Israel's prime minister delivered a three-minute speech with a message of solidarity. Denise Godwin of International Media Ministry says of the message,
he's very specific that he's trying to say to the Persian people, the noble Persian people, that your regime that is not really truly chosen by the Persian people, by the Iranians, is the enemy, not the people of Iran.
IMM's upcoming film of the biblical story of Esther will bring out an important chapter of Jewish and Persian history. Pray for the film's completion and also for believers in Israel and Iran who are suffering in the conflict today. And Jordan's foreign minister recently pushed the UN Security Council to hit Israel with a weapons embargo. Yet 2 weeks ago, Jordan shot down several Iranian missiles headed towards Israel. It goes to show the hot and cold relationship between the two nations. Jordan has a large Palestinian refugee population, and with many Arab countries normalizing relations with Israel, Samuel with Redemptive Stories says,
the Palestinians in particular, as well as some other countries that may be involved in this, wanted that to not occur, particularly Iran, in order to continue to keep the undertones of hatred towards Israel. But more Arab countries historically than ever before to this point are wanting to normalize relationships with Israel in order to bring about peace.
Please pray for the people of Jordan to seek peace in Christ. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free devotional called Making Waves, TWR's journey to reach the world for Christ through media. Connecting partners, media, and you, we hope it'll embolden God's calling in your own life. I'm Ruth Kramer.